Now, we move to something a little bit more esoteric. We now say that the activity of ions is quite general, so we can not only have the activity of protons, we can also have the activity of electrons. So when I'm saying that we've got a reducing environment, we say that there's a lot of electrons floating around in solution. Now these are then solvated in essence, and so our PE is simply minus log base 10, the activity of electrons. So it's measuring our solution's ability to either accept or donate electrons. It takes an inconvenient number, as usual, like the activity of electrons is going to be down, you know, 10 to the minus 6 molar or something like that, and turns it into a convenient value, the PE. So a high electron activity means lots of electrons, which means we have a low value for PE. And an example would be a sewage digester, which is working anaerobically, so there's no oxygen around, and in that case we'll have lots of electrons present. So the sewage plants around town are sort of in the process of being upgraded. Anytime you smell a lot of hydrogen sulfide, then it's sulfate turning into hydrogen sulfide. That's an anaerobic process, so those processes then are under low PE conditions. We've got various scales of oxygen depletion. Anoxic, there's totally no oxygen around. Anaerobic, there's low oxygen concentration. Well, the whole process technology has been changed because they've been super basic plants. They've had classical drip filters and things at the southern plant there, just a big concrete tank with little drip things dripping over rocks and stuff. They're now going to have the same sort of style of things as Port Douglas, where they have batch processes where they strip out the different components in different stages. Now, when we get to, which is right at the end of the course, look at the different processes, we'll see that they play with the anaerobic, aerobic sections in the batch process very carefully so that the microorganisms that they want to use are kept sort of happy and doing their thing. I said that if you put a ORP probe into your swimming pool, you'd find it, say, strongly oxidising environment. So it's the chlorine that's present that's ensuring that the high oxygen concentration, which means it's an oxic water, generates a high value for the PE. So we've got a low concentration.